Praise 102.7, Detroit's inspiration station. It is Reach Out Thursday, and that means Chancellor Searcy is with me today on the phone. And we've been going through a great series through the month of August. Today, we're talking about Save with Fear. And take it away, Chancellor.
Yeah, Randy, today our scripture is going to be Jude 1:22-23. And it says, on some have compassion, making a distinction, but others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment defiled by the flesh. So I know that I've been focusing a lot on love. I just want people to also know that God is angry when it comes to sin. So while God is loving, he is also just. So while it is important to know that love will always draw more people to Christ than fear or aggressiveness, we have to know and understand that sometimes fear is the only way to go. Let me explain this a little better. Some sinners will listen to you minister to them, but their heart is so hardened or they are so embedded with sin that God is love message might not work for them. Let me explain a little bit better with a better example. Before I got saved, I heard many messages from different churches about love or about scripture or about Christ, but never was convicted or scared enough, I guess, to give my life to Christ. But when I first got saved, it was at Judah Evangelistic Ministries. I visited there with my now wife, and the pastor was Reginald Glenn. And he had preached on heaven and hell. It was that day, at that moment, that me, someone completely covered in sin, said, I don't want to go to hell. And after that, I went up there, confessed my sins, and completely started living for Christ. So it took the fear of hell to save me. Not a message about how much God loved me, but a message about how God will send me to eternal torment if I didn't get right. What this scripture is saying is that you have to pull and yank some people from that fire of hell because they are just accustomed or comfortable in that place or in that sin.
Right.
It's like on those cold mornings. You're under the warm covers, and nothing can pry you out from under those covers.
Right.
Except the fear of losing your job, basically. Just remember, always be led by the Spirit, because a lot of people need love, not fear. There are a lot of people out here hurting, just need to know that God loves them, and that's enough for them to confess their sins and turn to righteousness. But once again, there are others who have heard that message about love time and time again and just wants to continue to play with God and play on that God loves me message and never want to give their lives to Christ. And those are the ones that you have to let them know, look, God's not playing with you. And you can go to hell.
Right. I love the analogy, and man, that makes a lot of sense to me. Now, Chancellor has a book, it's called 365 Day Soul Winning Quest, and in that book, he has a lot of the scenarios that he had when he was on an evangelism quest. He hasn't stopped, but you can get that book and take a look at it. Give them the website.
SoulWinningQuest.com. That's SoulWinningQuest.com.
And you can also check out Chancellor on his Facebook page. Chancellor, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.